אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם, פרשת ואת חנן, בפסקה 67, את הספר
זוהר. We are reading from the Zohar. You can find the Hebrew text on Kab.TV, and as always, you can submit your questions on Kab.TV. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson.
Well, Zohar.
זמן לבקש.
This is the time to ask, to demand,
לשינוי.
Demand a change.
בעצם אם אדם מכין את עצמו, הלב
שלו. Actually, if a person prepares himself, his heart is already in contact with the light.
ודורש.
And he demands.
וזה תמיד קורה, בכל רגע ורגע.
And it's always happening, every moment, everybody are praying, still vegetative, animate, human beings, they all have a deficiency every moment of their existence, and therefore every moment they are nourished from the light. But that is not considered a prayer. Because a prayer is for a chisaron, which is not a chisaron, a deficiency, which is not a deficiency. I'm connected directly to what I'm lacking with the light, like the still, vegetative and animate. Man's desire is unique. Because he's asking for something unnatural.
על הרצון הזה אנחנו מדברים.
And this is the desire we're talking about the activation of the light. This is the desire we're talking about.
שלא האור והחיסרון ברצון.
It's not the light and the desire which are connected one against the other.
אלא החיסרון.
Rather the חיסרון
מתעורר.
The deficiency which awakens inside the desire is a result of the influence of the light. There was a desire. The light influenced it. And that desire, after the influence of the light, it now wishes for something different than before. And this is what he's asking for. What does it resemble? Was it similar to Niv?
Well, like when I have dough, and I can turn it into bread or buns or
ובבחינות.
And in the בחינות.
דומה לבחינה בית.
It's like בחינה בית. It's like the second בחינה. The light operates on the directly on B'china Aleph, like on the still vegetative and animate, and the fact that the desire begins to react to the influence of the light on it, this is already B'china Bet, the second phase of four phases of direct light. Yeah. Say so.
Yeah.
Great. So this is what we need. And that is called a prayer. Why? Because it turns, it doesn't come from within the desire to the source of the fulfillment, to the fulfillment itself, rather to the source of the fulfillment, to the Creator. And therefore, that is called a prayer. If I want something without turning to the source, that is a cry. If I'm asking from the source and I'm asking from something which doesn't come to me from Him, doesn't come from Him, that is the prayer. That makes my request a prayer. Why does it come from Him? Because the Creator, He doesn't correct if you do not demand, if you don't ask for it. Therefore, our whole work is to locate what we need to ask for. So let's think about it.
פסקה 67,
היראה.
So, item 67, the fear.
So, what are we asking for? What should we ask for?
It is a commandment to fear the Creator in general and in particular. Fear, because a person should always fear the Creator. As it is written, to fear the Creator's holy and awesome name. And due to that fear, one shall guard his ways. And the fear is a place that is called a fear, Malchut, because there lies the fear of the Creator called the fear of Havaya, that we should fear. As it is written, and you have feared my temples. Because in that fear, the Malchut, the tribe of fire, dwells to hit the wicked ones that aren't guarding the commandments of Torah, because the punishments come from Malchut, and therefore usually we should be afraid, which is the fear of punishment. 68. Afterwards, we should be afraid of him in a particular way. When a person knows what is the fear of the Creator, when he attains the quality of Malchut itself, which is a fear due to love, which is the foundation and the main thing to love the Creator, that fear makes it so that one guards all the commandments of the Torah and be a loyal servant to the Creator, as he should. Title: the love. Item 69. The commandment is to love. Loving the Creator means that a person should love him dearly as Abraham, and as he loved the Creator with great love and devoted his body and soul to him. Hence, one who loves the Creator carries out 10 utterances, 10 sefirot above and below. Therefore, all these 10 trials that Abraham tried or was tried with, and he met all of them, they correspond to 10 utterances, because every trial is one utterance, one sefira, and he was tested with it, and he was up for it. 70. Therefore, there are 10 trials corresponding 10 sefirot, and Abraham stood and faced all of them, because he was connected and clung in the days of the Creator, which is called much love, the chesed of Zeranpin. And it is called much love because one who stands with that love is connected to the upper world, Zeranpin. The love of the world is the love of the upper world, the malchut, the love of the Creator is tied to it. And it is all great love and love of the world, one, without any separation. The love transcends all the works in the world. And with love, the name of the Creator is honored more than all, and it is blessed. 71. The mitzvah to read the reading of Shema twice a day. One corresponds to the degree of the day, Zeranpin, and the other corresponds to the degree of the night, Malchut. To include the degree of night in the day and include the day in the night, that requires twice every day, one at day and one at night. The mezuzah. 72. Commandment that a person should make the mezuzah on his post so that every man will be guarded by the Creator when he leaves the house and when he comes into the house. As it is written, the Creator shall guard your exit and your welcoming from now and forever. For the mezuzah is found on the opening always, the opening of higher, the Malchut, is an opening for Zeranpin, that is the gate to the Creator. And this is a degree called a guard, to be in guard. 73. For the man does not guard besides the guarding of the Creator, who always guards, and is found at the entrance of the house, and a person is within the house. Another reason for the mezuzah, so that one will not forget the memory of the Creator forever. Just like the tzitzit, and is as it is said, and you have seen, and you have remembered all the commandments of the Creator. Since the person sees that memory, he remembers to follow the commandment of his master. 74. Close to the opening, corresponding two levels, there is one demon that has the permission to harm, and he stands in the left side of the opening, and the man carries his eyes and see the name of his master in the mezuzah on the right of the opening, and he remembers it, and the demon cannot harm. It is true when a person comes straight to the house, but when he leaves the opening, then the demon found on the left side of the opening stands to his right and the mezuzah to his left. And how will a person be guarded if the mezuzah is to his left? 75. But all that the Creator did, everything comes from him. Within person, there are two degrees, one from his right, one from his left. The one on the right is called evil the good inclination. The one on the left is called evil inclination. And since the person leaves the opening of his house, the demon carries his eyes and sees the evil inclination that lies in the left, and he is drawn to that side, and the evil inclination on the left was removed from the right. Then, on the left, the name of his master stands the mezuzah, and he cannot approach him and harm him. And the person leaves and is saved. And when he enters the house, it turns out that the holy name in the mezuzah stands to his right, by which the right controls the left and cannot accuse him. 76. Therefore, a person should watch out from creating filth and dirt in the gates of his house, and should not pour water that are filthy there, and he should not create contempt for his master in the post, in the mezuzah, and then there is permission to the saboteur, the demon, to sabotage. And from this, the person should watch out, and he should make sure he doesn't reject the name of his master from the opening of his house. 77. And when a person installs the mezuzah on his post, when that person enters the house, the evil inclination and the demon guard him forcefully, and they say, "This is the gate for the righteous to come to the Creator." And when there is no mezuzah at the opening of the person, then the evil inclination and the demon strengthen and become corrected together, and they lay their hands on his head when he enters, and open and say, "Woe upon the anonymous one who left the domain of his master. From that time on, he is unguarded, and there is no one to guard him." The Yesod is the middle line, unifying both left and right lines that are below the Chazeh. The Malchut is built from the left line, and before the middle line unified the right with the left, the Malchut has received from the left without the right, then the Malchut became the frozen sea, in which her lights were frozen and she was blocked. However, after the middle light was introduced, and by the power of the Masach of Chirik in it, it diminishes the left and unifies it with the right. Then the Malchut opens up after the freeze and the block it had, and the Chokhmah in it dresses into the Chasadim of the right, and it shines with utter wholeness. Besides the forces of judgment in the Masach of Chirik, of the middle line that diminishes the Gal of the left, we still need the level of Chasadim that will emerge over the coupling of the upper light with the Masach of Chirik. And without these Chasadim, the left does not surrender, to unify with the right, in a way that the Sod cannot unify the left and right. And open Malchut from her freeze, unless it has the forces of judgment to diminish the Gaul of the left, and it has the degree of Chasadim that connect with the Chasadim of the right, then the left is subjugated and it is unified with the right. And the forces of judgment of the Masach of Chirik in the Yesod are Shin Daled of Shaddai. The light of Chasadim in it is the letter Yud of Shadi. By these two, the left is limited so that there's no light from below downward, from below upwards, and it is unified with the right. And Malchut in general is called a house, for it is a receptacle for all the upper lights, similar to a corporeal house, which is the place to receive all the possessions and needs of the person. And those judgments and mercies that the Yesod bestows to the Malchut from the name Shadi are discerned as the opening of the house. Because without the judgments and the Chasadim, Malchut, the house, would remain frozen and blocked. And by them, she is opened, and you can enter the house and receive all the lights. And the Mezuzah is the name Shadi that opens the Malchut. Therefore, it is written about it, that name Shadi. The Mezuzah always stands at the entrance. It is the entrance of above, the Malchut. For from these judgments and Chasadim in the name Shadi, there is an opening in the Malchut created to allow the entrance to the house and receive all the lights that are there. And other than without that opening, Malchut would be called a frozen, blocked house from all directions. And this is the degree called a guard, because the judgments in the name Shadi are guarding the person, so that he won't fail to draw the Chokhmah in the forbidden way from above downwards, because then these judgments will lay upon him right away. Another reason for the Mezuzah is so that a person will not forget the memory of the Creator forever, because the Mochin that a person merits receiving after the opening of the Malchut by the name Shadi are called memory. And before the opening, when Malchut was still under the left line without the right, the thought, amnesia, can be extended from it. And it turns out that by seeing the name Shadi in the opening of Malchut, one is saved from forgetfulness and merits memory, the Mochin. And since he merits the Mochin of memory, he remembers to follow all the aspects of the Creator. And the Mezuzah includes both male and female together, because it is the name Shadi, the name of the Yesod, the male, which is the opening of the house, the opening of Malchut, Nukva. The name Shadi is not accepted in the Malchut all at once, but it is received on Shin Daled of Shadi. And then it is receiving the Yud of Shadi, the Chasadim, the mercy, and it turns out that when she receives the judgments, they are still not an opening for the Malchut, because the judgments alone cannot unify the right and left before the coming of the Chasadim. Therefore, it is discerned that they have been added as more judgments to the Malchut. Because at first, she didn't have more than judgments of the left, the frieze. Now, the judgments of Nukva have been added, and they diminish the Gal of the left. It turns out that she was even greater subtracted. For her judgments were multiplied. And therefore, this is discerned as reduction and void only, not an opening. In every place there is a reduction and a deficit. There is a grasp of the Sitra Acha and the Klipot. However, since it stands to receive both the Yud of Shadi, they are then opened by the judgments and mercy together and become an opening. Therefore, the shells do not hold on to it, both in terms of the space and the deficiency, since they have become the opening. After they have a permission, next to the opening, while the Malchut still stands and receives Shin Daled of Shadi, the judgments of the Masach, since which are not opening yet, but only a space and deficiency, but they are close to the opening, which is close to receive the Yud of the Shadi, which then reverse to the judgments to become an opening. Corresponding the 2 degrees, one demon is invited, for there are 2 degrees of judgments in Malchut, because besides the judgments of the left that you already had, new judgments of the Masach, judgments of Nukva, were added. And corresponding the 2 degrees of these judgments, the klipa, the shell, is ready to cling to them. And this klipa is called a demon because she holds on to the judgments of the Shin Daled in Shadi before the Yud of Shadi comes. And he has permission to harm due to the place of deficit that is made in Malchut, but from being close to the opening, that is close to continue the Yud of the Shadi, then the judgments are made in the opening, and therefore it is not harmful, although it has permission. And we need to understand, why is the mezuzah put on the right of the one who enters the house and the left of one who leaves the house? Because the illumination of the house is the chokhmah in the left. As it is written in the chokhmah, the house should be built. And therefore, one who enters, who didn't receive the mochin yet in the house, is found that the name Shadi in the mezuzah, the opening, is in the right, because it is in the mochin of the right, the mercy. But one who leaves the house, who already received the mochin of vak in the chokhmah at the house, and leaves to another degree, the mochin, his mochin of vak of chokhmah of the left, are his, and therefore the name Shadi in the mezuzah is on the left. Therefore, the mitzvah that a person should post a mezuzah on his opening is that every person will be guarded by the Creator when he leaves the house and when he comes into the house. For he who leaves through the opening receives within him what he receives from home, and he needs guard to not pull them from above downwards, and therefore he needs to look at the name Shadi in the mezuzah that guards him and reminds him to not fail by the advice of the demon that incites him and deflects people to pull the mochin from above downwards, which is the aspect of the sin of the tree of knowledge. And when anyone who enters the house needs guard to not be harmed by the advice of the demon, because the demon is on the left side of the opening and is willing to incite him and increase the left over the right so that he pulls chokhmah from above downwards. Then he can harm him, whether by judgments of the male or the left, or the judgments of the nukva of the masach, since the demon includes both degrees. The judgments in the masach of chirik of the middle line are included, comprised of the key and the lock. It turns out that the demon also includes both, and the mochin of the left do not turn the judgments to become an opening, but only the judgments from the opening of the masach. But when the judgments in the lock do not invert but are concealed, and if so, they remain more in the demon, then he can harm them with the mochin of the left. It is true that when a person comes to the house, but when he leaves the opening of the house, the demon that is found on the left side of the opening stands next to his right, and although the person already received the mochin at the home, the vak of the left, still the demon remains in our days, meaning that the dinim of nukva, of the lock from the right and the mezuzah, the opening that is made by the revelation of the mochin in the house, is at the left, and they don't have any action over the judgments of the right. And therefore, how can a person be guarded if the mezuzah lies to his left? For they don't act over each other. Because when a person leaves the opening of his house, meaning that he already received the illumination of the left in the house and leaves there, the demon carries his eyes and sees the evil inclination dwells to his left, and the demon also enjoys the mochin of the left. And therefore, he is drawn to the evil inclination of the person which is on the left, and the evil inclination surrenders by that mochin as well. And therefore, the demon that is drawn totally to that side of the evil screen...
Yet...
He has no grip that he can hold them. However, he can still be harmed by the one who will deflect him to pull the light from above downwards by the judgments of the left. However, in the left side, the name of his master stands, the mezuzah that dwells there, the name Shadi that guards, so that a person will not come and continue from above downwards, and the demon cannot come closer and harm him, and a person exits and is saved. Therefore, a person should be cautious so that he won't create filth and dirt in the gate of his house, so that he doesn't continue the light from above downwards, by which he continues with dirt and filth and filthy water. So he shouldn't create contempt in the name of his master in the mezuzah, because by the action he despises the name Shadi that creates the limit, so that he doesn't draw from above downwards. Then the saboteur, the demon, has the permission to sabotage, for then the opening is cancelled, and it is made by the name Shadi, and the judgments of Shin Dalet go back to their place, where the demon is gripping into and harming. When a person installs the mezuzah in his opening, and when that person enters his house, the evil inclination and the demon guard him forcefully, for the judgments of the nukva and the judgments of the male that the demon is comprised of, they themselves invert into the opening and open all the treasures of the house by completing the Yud of Shadi and guard him so that the opening will not be broken. And they say, this is the gate of the righteous who will come to the Creator. For the judgments in their hands were inverted and became the gate of Havayah, where they can receive all their illuminations. And when there is no mezuzah for the opening of the person, he doesn't continue the yud of the Shadi that reverses the judgments of Shin Dalet to an opening, then the evil inclination and the demon strengthen and become corrected together, and they place their hands, their forces, the judgments of male and female that are included in the demon over his head, over his soul. From that time on, he is without guard, there is no one to guard him, and the klipot do with him whatever they want. Shema v'shem kvod malchuto l'olam v'et. Hear, O Israel, our Lord is one. This is the one unity. And with the name of the honor of his kingdom forever, this is a different unity, that his name, the Malchut, that is called name, one. As it is written, the Havayah is Elohim, The Havaya Zeranpin is the Malchut that is called Elohim. This is when the Zeranpin and Malchut are in one unity. And therefore, listen, O Israel, is Havaya, and the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam Vaed is the Elohim. 79. The unity of Shema and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam Vaed, as it is written, Havaya is one and his name is one. That it is not equal with the verse, the God is the Elohim. But if it was written, Havaya and his name is one, it would be equal to the writing, Havaya is the Elohim. But it is written, Havaya is one and his name is one. And if so, should have said that Havaya is the Elohim. Since it doesn't say that, it is not similar to the verse, Havaya is one and his name is one. So how is it said that the unity of Shema and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto are two unities that are similar to one Havaya and his name is one, and which is equal to Havaya is the Elohim? 80. It is all but one. It is all one. The unity of Shema and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto, which is just one Havaya, in Shema, his name is one, and in Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto, they are one with the verse, the Lord is the Elohim. When these two names unify, Havaya, which is Zeranpin, with Elohim, which is Malchut. Havaya, in one unity, meaning in the unity of Hear, O Israel, and the Lord in one unity, as in the unity of Blessed is the name of his, the honor of his kingdom forever. And then these are two names that become one, integrated with each other, and it all becomes one complete name in one unity. Then it is written, Havaya is the Elohim, because everything integrates with the rest to become one. But before, everyone was individuated, then they are incorporated into each other and become one, in a way that the Havaya is one and his name is one. Certainly, it is not similar to Havaya is the Elohim. Rather, Havaya is the Elohim is the result from Havaya is one and his name is one. 81. The rule of the Torah, the literal Torah and the written Torah. It is certainly like that, because the Torah is the Torah that is in writing and the Torah that is literal. The Torah that is in writing is the Havaya Zeranpin, and the Torah that is literal is the Elohim, the Malchut. And since the Torah is the holy name, it is called that way. This is called Havaya, and that is called Elohim.
תורה שבכתב ותורה שבעל פה זו כלל וזו פרט. התורה שבכתב היא כלל, זרנפין, והתורה שבעל פה היא פרט.
82. The literal Torah and the written Torah. One is the collective and the other is the particular. The Torah that is in writing is the general, Zeranpin, and the Torah in literal is the particular, the Malchut. The collective needs the particular and the other way around. There is no wholeness one without the other until they all connect and they unify with each other and it all becomes one. And therefore, the rule of all the Torah is the rule that is above, Zeranpin, and below, Malchut. Because of that, the name which is above and that name which is below. One is the written Torah, the upper world, Zeranpin, and the literal Torah, the lower world, the Malchut. And therefore it is written, you have shown to know that Havaya is the Elohim, that they are both one, and this is the rule of all the worlds, and all of that is what a person should know in this world. 83. Where are the commandments of the Torah in this rule? If Havaya is the Elohim, it is the rule of all. Havaya is Zachor, you shall remember. The Elohim is Shamor, you shall keep. And all the commandments of the Torah are included in you shall keep and you shall remember. The Zachor includes 248 commandments of you shall do and the you shall keep includes 365 of you shall not do. And it's all one. 84. The evening prayer is certainly a must because the reading of Shema of the evening is a must because the Creator unifies at night with the reading of Shema as He unifies in day. And the quality of the night is included in the day and the quality of the day is included in the night That brings about the unity. And whoever says it is permission is due to the prayer that is corrected, corresponding the emorim and federim that are digested and burnt at night, which are not a debt. And the morning prayer and the noon prayer correspond to the two always which are debt, and the evening prayer corresponds to emorim and pedarim, which are permission. 85. And you have loved thy Lord. If in this unity of Hero Israel everything is included, left and right, why does it later say, love thy Lord, which is the right, and so, and if you shall hear, which is the left, because they are already included in the unity of the reading of Shema. But in the reading of Shema, it is a general, where the right and the left of Dad were included in one rule, in Havayah. And here, in particular, first it says, you shall love in and of itself, which is chesed. Then it writes, and if you shall hear in itself, which is gvura, and that's how it should be. 86. The unification of reading of Shema is like the unity of the tefillin of the Rosh and the tefillin of the hand. In the tefillin of the head, there are four sections, and here in the reading of Shema, there are three names, Havayah, Elokeinu Havayah. There are four sections there, each in and of itself. And here, only three names. How to connect two opposite things to one?
Well, this is what it talks about. That the two writings deny one another until the third common determines between them. That's it. Determination is from above. It's not a chibur, unification. It's not exactly it. There are many types of chibur, unity. Of connection. Yes?
We said the intention in the Zohar is to ask, and in order to ask, I need to be familiar with two opposite sides to know that I'm on one side and ask for the other. So, between what to what do I ask?
I don't know. You build the characters to yourself, like this wrapping that you're talking about. A person asks what is lacking.
So there's something that I have. I have it. There is something, but it's not sufficient.
All right, if you have it, okay, go with it.
Yeah, but there is something that I feel that I want.
You have something you're lacking?
Yes.
Yes, money, health, I understand. What are you laughing about?
No, there's all kinds of things, but wait, leave me alone. The person who studies the Zohar, what is the other side he's asking for? That's what I'm asking for, because he needs to understand that this is what he's lacking and ask for it.
Whom?
That Kabbalist. Not me. There's a Kabbalist who reads the Zohar, and now he's with an intention of asking, adding what? He understands he is lacking, but...
Well, what do you imagine yourself? What is he lacking?
You can call it in many slogans, connection, love of others, all kinds of good words, but I'm looking for something more concrete. Everything we spoke about here also is about left and right and so on.
Well, so what?
When I ask from what I'm lacking, to what extent do I feel that he exists?
If he doesn't exist, how can you ask for it?
So how do I know that he is what I'm lacking, if he is.
Well, there's no question about it. If you're lacking, lacking. If it isn't, if he, there's no lack, there's no lack. You're asking about the lack.
Yeah, is it awakening me?
About the lack that is all the material, the foundation of creation. There's nothing to ask about it. It is called the first knowledge. But the first knowledge no one asks, because it is a given.
What moves me to the next level? Why am I asking for it?
Moves you to the next degree? Sufferings. You suffer here, and it seems to you it's going to be good there.
So why do I think I'm going to be better off there?
Because you feel bad here.
But where does that there comes from?
From the Shemo. In the Shemo there is clothing and aviut. The Shemo the aviut is I feel bad here. I don't have. And the Shemo the itlapshut, something out there, clothed. Dalet gimel, gimel bet, the gap between the degrees.
No.
No? Why aren't you satisfied?
I'm lacking.
No, you're lacking. You're just not it. Yes.
The integration between the friends is an integration in the Shemot of Hitlapshut of one another?
No. The inclusion, integration between the friends is only in order to scrutinize the driving force, the advancing force. The Shemot are... Can't say it. Hashimot are our next form. It is really a form. For the realization of the Hashimot, what is lacking is for you to desire it to be realized. As if sometime in the computer there is an image, and this image is slightly covered with some white crust. And then you press, and as if that crust disappears, and you see the image. Right? Sometimes there's that, like a masking. So the Shemo is an image with that mask.
Yeah.
And when you press on it, then it clears up. This is the realization. When you come from your lack. Yes.
But what do we transmit to each other? What do we transmit to each other? How do we integrate with each other? In what?
Impression is what we pass to one another.
It isn't the Rashimo?
We can't pass the Rashimo. We also hear there are individual Rashimo and general Rashimo, but it's one of the same.
But the inspiration is the light within the Kli, isn't it?
I can't explain it. The individual and the public are equal. The Hashimo that is you is in everyone, and your Hashimo is everyone's Hashimo, of the general. Well, you've heard of it? We'll talk about it later on. Yes, give it to the guest.
Good morning.
Uncalled guest.
And uninvited, that's good. I wanted to ask a question. During the reading, I felt a certain pressure felt on me because many people are reading together the Zohar. Some pressures to engage in it internally. I wanted to ask, you talked about the influence of society over the person, and I didn't understand exactly the type of pressure it is, if you can explain.
What pressure did you have? I can't tell. But the environment that pressures the person, that is, a person feels impatience as a result. Impatience that he must attain what's before him. Let's put it this way. Only the pressure from the environment is a beneficial, good pressure. All the other pressures are negative pressures. Yes.
The environment can pressure the person to do all kinds of things. He could think that money is what he needs, or cars, or...
No, we aren't talking about your environment. We're talking about our environment.
So what is the kind of pressure? I want to focus this. There are many types of pressure. Let's say that our group operates pressure.
We are talking of an environment, which we are call the environment, by which we are realizing a pressure to realize the Shemot and reach our purpose. That's it, not for money and honor. We're moving to the next part, and let's sing a song, and then you'll ask.
נשיר יחד.
הבחירה היא בידיך, ואין כאן את מי להאשים. נסתר עוד מעיניך, אז בוא תבחר בחברים. כל הניסיונות להתגבר יצליחו רק עם החבר שיכוון אותך אל המקום הטוב. הבחירה היא בידיך, אפילו אם לא תמיד רואים. אם רק תבחר עכשיו את החבר הטוב, הרי בחרת בחיים. כל הניסיונות להתגבר יצליחו רק עם החבר שיכוון אותך אל המקום הטוב. אז בוא נבחר במאות. לה 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 לה.
Oh, man.